Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened up 12 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,508 on turnover of 4.6 billion NT. The market closed sharply higher on Monday. Investor interest in the bellwether electronics sector spiked, following rallies in U.S. tech stocks on Wall Street at the end of last week. The upturn was also driven by the financial sector. Investors rushed to pick up finance heavyweights due to their general dividend payout plans. Deputy Trade Representative Jenny Young says she will be pushing for more Taiwanese agricultural products to be exported to the United States during this week's trade talks in Taipei. The talks are taking place under the U.S.-Taiwan Initiative on 21st Century Trade and began on Monday. Young is leading Taiwan's delegation. The U.S. side is headed by Assistant United States Trade Representative for China, Mongolia, and Taiwan Affairs, Terry McCartan. According to Young, the latest round of negotiations is focusing on issues concerning labor, environmental protection, and agriculture. The Taipei District Prosecutor's Office has indicted five people in connection with an investigation into the partial collapse of a residential building in Taipei's Dazhi District last year. The five includes the head of the construction project responsible for the incident. The case stems from September 7, 2023. Underground excavation work at a Keitai Properties construction site caused a neighboring building to sink into the ground and six others to lean to one side. The incident resulted in hundreds of people from different households being evacuated and temporarily rehoused. In international news, the United States is stepping up pressure for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Hamas officials are in Egypt to discuss the new proposal. Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East again, urging a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. In Saudi Arabia, Blinken said Gaza's humanitarian situation is a catastrophe, and the best way to ease it is to reach an elusive deal to stop the fighting.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous. On the part of Israel.
And he hopes Hamas makes the right call.
They have to decide. And they have to decide quickly.
Even without a deal, Blinken says improving conditions in Gaza is vital, while Israel has allowed more aid in.
It's not enough.
And he'll use this trip, his seventh to the region since the war started, to press Israeli leaders to boost the flow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States is urging all countries supplying weapons to Sudan's warring parties to halt arms sales, warning that history in the vast western Darfur region, where there was a genocide 20 years ago, is repeating itself. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield said the only capital in Darfur not held by paramilitary forces is on the precipice of a large-scale massacre. Sudan plunged into chaos in mid-April 2023, long simmering tensions between its military and the RSF paramilitary group broke out into street battles in the capital, Khartoum. Fighting has since spread to other parts of the country, especially urban areas and the Darfur region. And Britain's Duchess of Edinburgh has become the first member of the royal family to visit Ukraine since the Russian invasion. She went on a one-day visit on behalf of the Foreign Office to demonstrate solidarity with the women, men, and children impacted by the war. The Duchess paid her respects to those who had lost their lives in the town of Bucha during the Russian occupation. There was also a meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Britain's royal family has been unusually outspoken in its support of Ukraine. King Charles marked the second anniversary of the invasion in February by warning of the indescribable aggression and the unprovoked attack by Russia. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.